We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Wednesday, August the 5th, 2015, Brevard County, Florida. What's going on today? Jesus is on the throne. Hallelujah. Isn't that a great thing? That can get me excited. I tell you, whenever I start to, you know, get overwhelmed or things like that, I remind myself of that truth. I say, fix your eyes on Jesus. If Jesus isn't panicking, everything is in control because he holds me in the palm of his hand. So praise the Lord. We are so glad that you are here as part of this broadcast today. Pray that this will be a blessing to you. Just a couple of announcements. First of all, thank you to Wyrick Air Heat and Electrical, 632-9538, 632-9538. And if you have any issues anywhere here in the county, you can call them. If they cannot help you, they will point you in the direction that you need to go. I called them here a few weeks ago. We were having an issue, and they said, "No, man, that's not in our field of expertise." And so, they said, these are the people that we would recommend that you call. And unfortunately, that particular company didn't do what we needed to be able to have done anyway. But we eventually found somebody who could take care of it. So, great people, and they can help you out. They've been in Brevard County for a long time. 632-9538 if you have any air conditioning or electrical issues. I'm not thinking you're having to use your heat right now here in the summertime, but you know, if you want to get your heater checked out, I'm sure they could do that as well. 632-9538. One other thing, we are sharing that on August the 15th, that's a Saturday morning from 9 until 12:30, absolutely free seminar. It is just one way that we can be a blessing. If you have a small business or a large business, maybe you're in one level of management and you would like to hone your leadership skills and be able to be more effective and more skilled at leading people, we want to invite you to our leadership summit. It's coming up on August the 15th, 9 to 12:30, and Duke Matlock is the one who is going to be speaking at that. He is a personal coach. He travels all over the country and does a lot of coaching development, helping people to get from one level to another. And so that is coming up, and wanted to let you know about that. I will be preaching this Sunday, and Sunday night we will be having our grow groups, looks like it's going to be at our house, my house, this semester. And so we have 6 classes over 3 months. We meet on the 2nd and 4th Sunday, and we are discussing getting out of that pit. I don't know about you, but I don't want to stay depressed, and I don't want to stay in any rut, any pit, any prison that God doesn't want me staying in. I want to be out, and I want to be victorious. So those are some of the announcements that are coming up. Sunday morning, we'd love to have you join us and be a part of our worship experience. We have children's church and worship at 10:30 of a morning. And so come and be a part of us. If you need directions, give us a call or send us an email. I haven't mentioned this in a while, but if you have prayer requests that you would like for us to pray with you about, you can contact us at meritassembly@hotmail.com, meritassembly@hotmail.com. You can contact us there, and we will pray for you. I ran into someone, you know, at the mall here a little over a week ago, And as a result of that conversation, I had a new insight into how I could pray for that man, that God would heal him. So praise the Lord. We're going to be in Genesis chapter 41 today. Genesis, the 41st chapter. When we left yesterday's broadcast, we left Pharaoh with a troubled spirit because he had a dream, a vision, and he didn't know what to do with it. You know, it's one thing to have information. It is another thing to have implementation. There needs to be a strategy. There needs to be a process in place. What are we going to do? How are we going to prepare for this? And so that's where we left Pharaoh on yesterday's broadcast. Verse number 7, about the middle of the verse, it says, "So Pharaoh awoke, and indeed it was a dream. Now it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all its wise men. And Pharaoh told them his dreams, but there was no one who could interpret them for Pharaoh." I don't know if you've ever been in one of those situations where, you know, your dream was so vivid you thought it was real, and then you woke up and say, "Oh, wow, I am just so thankful that it wasn't a dream." But the more that you thought about it, you realize that it wasn't just something taking place in your imagination or in your subconscious, but it was actually the Spirit of the living God communicating something to you. And when that's the case, then all of a sudden Pharaoh, like we said yesterday, he called for his team. And so it says that he called for all the magicians of Egypt and its wise men. And Pharaoh told them his dreams, but there was no one who could interpret them for Pharaoh. Okay, here the most powerful person on the planet is, and he calls his team together and says, "This is what has happened, and what do we do with this? What does it mean? What does it mean, and what are we supposed to do?" And his team basically, one by one, shrugs their shoulders and says, "We haven't got a clue. We haven't got a clue." Well, I've already told you about all of a sudden the butler speaks up to Pharaoh and says, "You know what? I was in a situation like this once, and there was a guy, you've never met him, and all I know is that when I was in prison, he was there, and he accurately interpreted my dream and gave me the timeline and the strategy that was going to take place. And it's my bad, I haven't mentioned him to you before, but I believe that right now he is the man that you need to talk to. He is the man you need to talk to." In other words, what the butler was saying is, "You need the person on your team that was once on my team." And so if you find yourself in a situation that you do not know where to go, what to do, how to respond, let me just talk to you today, not just to leaders, but to everybody, and that is this. If you don't know what to do, where to go, how to respond to the crisis that you see or see that is coming, you need someone on your team. And that person, the first person you need on your team is Jesus. The first person you need on your team is Jesus. And the reason for that is because he is omniscient. He knows everything. He is the wonderful counselor. He is going to be able to counsel you. He is wisdom personified. He is skilled enough. We need to make sure that we have Jesus on our team because he understands what is going on and what needs to be done. Okay? So we need Jesus on our team, and we also need to allow him to be the one in control. And also, we need to allow him to bring anybody else onto our team that is necessary. What happens a lot of times during crisis is people contract and they retreat and they consolidate. Several years ago, we made a conscious decision, and that was this. We were going to enlarge our leadership team. And that's what we set out to do. And I wasn't looking to consolidate it in my family. Okay. I'm very thankful for my family. Very have a wonderfully gifted family. Love them to pieces. They are exceptionally skilled at what they do. But in fact, one of them was actually nominated for one of our leadership positions, and I went and I communicated with them and said, you know, I really appreciate the fact that that you have been nominated for this. I believe that it is a great compliment that other people are recognizing the Spirit of God in you, but you're already wearing a great number of hats, and so we need to get somebody, you know, there were multiple people who were nominated, said we need to let other people fill this. You know, I can't tell you what to do. You know, my kids are all adults now, so I can't tell them what to do, but I can advise them and say, you do whatever you want, but this is my wisdom that I'm offering to you. And that child said, oh, I am so thankful that you just said that, because that was stressing me out. And so we are looking to get people who are wearing multiple hats to wear fewer hats. And the only way that can take place is if there are more people involved in the ministry. I am the staff that I've got, wonderful staff, but I don't have them just to maintain us at our current level, but I am believing that they are going to be surrounded with a team themselves that is going to propel us to the next level of effectiveness. We are not into growth just for growth's sake. We are into growth for efficiency's sake. The day of the Lord's return is fast approaching. That means the opportunities that people have to give their heart to Jesus is shorter than it's ever been before. And so with over 7 billion people on the planet, our task is very large. And so we need to be very effective in reaching out with the gospel of Jesus Christ. That means that we need godly team members. And so that Joseph ends up coming to the team. We've already talked about on a previous broadcast about Joseph having to change his appearance and getting cleaned up. And in verse number 15, it says, and Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have had a dream, and there is no one who can interpret it, but I have heard it said that you can understand a dream to interpret it. Now, if I can just put an observational standpoint on it here, and that is this. When you are interpreting dreams for prisoners in a jail, there is one level of margin for error, if you will. But when you are standing before a totalitarian, if I can put it that way, a ruler who has complete and total authority, who, if this doesn't work out, you're not just going back to the jail cell, you know, you might be going to eternity. I want you to know that can be an entirely different level of pressure. And when you look and see at how Joseph responded, you will find that Joseph did not wilt in the situation, because he was not standing there in his own wisdom and in his own intelligence and his own skill and gifting set. He was standing there in full confidence in his relationship with Jesus Christ, or with God. Jesus doesn't come along till the New Testament. He was standing in his relationship with God. Can I remind you that the God that you are in covenant with is there with you, not just in the good times, but he is with you in the challenging times as well. And there has never been a storm so large that has emerged that he is insufficient to say, peace be still. So there Joseph is, and I just kind of look at it and saying, wow, just a couple of hours ago, I was in the prison cell, and now here I am standing before the king, and the king is disclosing to me things that are taking place within him, and I'm, think about it. What would you be saying? Would you be saying like Moses, I'm not prepared. I'm the wrong guy. Get somebody else. My tongue falters. My speech is not very persuasive. Okay. But Joseph doesn't do that. He's standing there in full confidence with his relationship with God. By the way, about Moses, he goes on and rants about his inability to speak and all of that sort of stuff. But in the book of Acts, it says that Moses was a man powerful in word and actions. The Holy Spirit knows what you are capable of to a much greater extent than you are. You know, Gideon, you know, was threshing wheat at the wine press. He was hiding in his operation of just trying to harvest a little bit of something to eat and drink. And all of a sudden God shows up and says, oh, you mighty man of valor. Really? Gideon had to set out two fleeces and then had to have a special divine communication from heaven through the enemy's voice inside their tent before he finally realized and said, guys, we can do this. Guys, we can do this. God believes in you. And so if there's a crisis at work, stand in faith, not in fear. Everybody else can wring their hands. Everybody else can you know, just go on with fear and anxiety and worry. But you just stand there and you begin to call upon the name of the Lord. This is what Joseph said. Joseph answered Pharaoh and saying, it is not in me. God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Do you recognize the humility? Okay. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not all that great about interpreting dreams. I've never been asked to stand before a governor. I have stood before county commission meetings. I was asked to pray, and I can pray. I have shaken hands with a governor. I have been in the room with presidential candidates, but I have never met any of those people. And amazingly enough, none of them have ever met me either. Sorry, just a little thing I like to say. Joseph stood there and he says, I can't do what you're asking me to. It's not in me. I don't have the skill set. And you know, that would probably go against everything that the world would advise you to do, because when the world talks about going in for a job interview, that you are there to sell yourself. You are there to put on your best face, your best foot forward, and all of that. And Joseph just violates that principle right away. Here he comes right from the jail cell. Pharaoh reveals his heart, and Joseph says, I can't do it. But there's not a conclusion of the speech there. Excuse me. That's not a conclusion of the speech. It's just setting the stage for who can do it. Joseph says, it's not in me. God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. God is going to give you an answer. And Joseph is saying this answer of peace, but he interpreted the dream for the butler and for the baker. It went well for the butler, not so well for the baker. And so when Joseph says that Pharaoh is going to receive an answer of peace, he's not promising that the interpretation of the dream is going to be ooey gooey and feel good all over. What he is going to say is, it's going to be an answer that is certain. It's going to give an answer that is going to bring you peace of mind, and you are going to know how to act when this answer comes. A lot of times people like to deal in vague generalities, but God can deal in specifics. And so that is a tremendous blessing. So beginning in verse number 17, Pharaoh begins to explain to Joseph what the dream was all about. Before, he had said, I've had a dream and there's no one who can interpret it, but I've heard it said that you can interpret or understand a dream to interpret it. Now in verse 17, he begins to describe to Joseph both of the dreams. Both of the dreams. Here's what I wrote down as I was preparing for this broadcast. A dreamer can relate to another dreamer. A person of vision can relate to a person of vision. A person of the word can relate to another person of the word. That's why you will see a lot of times in Christian circles, there are pastors of large churches that have fellowship with one another, even though they are on different pages theologically. Not all of their doctrines line up together hand in hand, but they understand the value of a relationship with God, that you can't lead that number of people without having a direct line to heaven. And there are unique challenges that those people face. And so it's very important. You need to find someone. If you have a situation that is going on in your life, you need to find a person who is a part of that world as well. Someone told me years ago, musicians are drawn to musicians. People who love the word are drawn to people who love the world. People who love fellowship are drawn to other people who love fellowship. So I want to ask you, what are you good at? What are you good at? And then I want to ask you two other questions, and that is this. Is there someone who also shares that same passion that you are in a position where you are learning from them? Okay? Because that's very important. You have not reached the pinnacle of your developmental success. You know, when you reach your peak, when you have been formed into the shape that God wants you to be to occupy that place in heaven, then he will promote you to heaven. Until then, we are still in the refiner's fire. We are still in the molding, the forming, and the shaping process. Okay? And so you need to have someone that is challenging you, that is drawing you and inviting you higher, that is provoking you to good works. Okay? And then you also need to have another person, and that is another person who relates in that same field of expertise, but they're not at the level that you are yet, and you are imparting to them the wisdom and the truths that you have learned along the way. Don't become just a sponge. A sponge is of no value if all it does is take in fluids. At some point in time, it takes in fluids and then it gets wrung out. And then it takes in fluids and it gets wrung out. And that's how it stays pliable and useful. If it stays wet all the time and there is no discharge of what it has retained, then it just begins to rot and decay. If it gives out and there is never any replacement, if there's never anyone pouring into it, then it begins to dry out and it becomes hard and brittle, and a lot of times those things just get thrown away. If I can just be very real with you right now, it is one of the reasons I am so excited about General Counsel this week, because I am going to have people pouring into my life. I'm going to have people imparting the Word of God. When I go to a business meeting, I am going to learn how to be more effective in operating business meetings. When people are preaching, I'm going to be receiving truths from them as God imparts them. And also I will say this, whenever I've gone to these meetings in the past and the presence of God is there, that the veil between heaven and earth becomes very thin, if you will, and oftentimes God will start dropping truths into my spirit that the speaker is not even talking about, simply because I am in a position to be able to receive. So Pharaoh just begins to reveal his dream to Joseph. And I'm sitting here and trying to make sense of my reading there. And so Pharaoh reveals the dream, and then he says, "So I told this to the magicians, but there was no one who could explain it to me." Just because the world has failed you does not mean that God will. And the man that Pharaoh had brought into his presence was a godly counselor. He was spirit-filled. You see, I thank God for God the Holy Spirit being an ever-present reality in our community. I believe that the Spirit of God is not meant for activity inside the four walls of our church, but so that he can speak to us with wisdom and insight, and he can cause us to prosper in whatever we put our hand to do. Thank God for spirit-filled counselors. Then Joseph says in verse number 25, and we're getting ready to run out of time here. Then Joseph said to Pharaoh, "The dreams of Pharaoh are one. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do." And again, that "he is about to do" is in verse number 28. You know, every night there are news broadcasts. There's local news. There's national news. It's on ABC, NBC, CBS. It's on MSNBC. It's on Fox News. There's Bloomberg News. There's a gazillion news things. And you know what they do? They tell you what has happened. They are news reporters. And oftentimes they share their opinion more than they share the news, but that's another story for another time. But what if God was telling us the things that he was about to do? You know, that's the great thing about the Word of God. It reveals God's heart and God's plan. And our society doesn't give much thought to God. The only time our society tends to think about God is whenever a tragedy happens, and then we bring him out of the closet and we say, "God, help us through this moment of crisis," and then we put him back in the closet and we go on. But I want you to know something. God is not retired. God's not dead. He's very active. He's still got a plan. He's still got things that he is doing, and he is looking for us to stand in the gap with him. Let's pray. Father, I pray for every person here that you would help us to understand your plan for this day and time, and Lord, that we would help others to understand it as well. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."